This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. The folks who predict that China will soon be ruling the world got new ammunition this past week. First came the news that its economic output has, for the first time, surpassed that of Japan and is now second only to the United States. Then came a Pentagon report that China is using its growing wealth to develop its military might. Taken together, the reports underscore how quickly China has emerged as a serious rival to the United States. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
China has been gaining on Japan for years, and as it has grown, the country has become more aggressive in asserting its interests. And yet Chinese leaders did not exactly trumpet the news that they had overtaken Japan. Instead, a government spokesman was quick to point out that China is still a poor, developing country. Ishwar Prasad of Cornell University says the Chinese have reasons for not wanting to call too much attention to their economic status.
Being recognized as one of the key economic powers in the world also brings with it a great number of responsibilities. And their feeling is that given their level of development with a per capita income that is less than one-tenth that of the U.S., that they are really not in a position to shoulder some of these responsibilities yet.
Responsibilities like showing leadership on climate change issues or promoting freer trade, both areas where China has been slow to cooperate. David Finkelstein is a former U.S. defense attaché in Beijing.
The Chinese have a great track record in demanding to be treated as a great power and a mixed record in acting like one.
The new Pentagon report suggests that China wants first to establish itself as the dominant regional power against potential rivals like Japan or South Korea. In the Pentagon's terms, the Chinese military is pursuing anti-access and area denial strategies. David Finkelstein, now at the Center for Naval Analyses, says this means keeping U.S. and other foreign forces away from Chinese waters.
One of the missions that the Chinese Navy and the Chinese Air Force has been given has been to extend China's defensive perimeter out to sea eastward.
New Chinese submarines are being equipped with missiles capable of destroying aircraft carriers anywhere in the Western Pacific. At the same time, China is locking up oil supplies and other resources needed to fuel its economy, looking especially to nearby countries like Iran and Afghanistan. Cornell's Ishwar Prasad, formerly the top China specialist at the IMF, travels to China regularly.
They do intend to become very dominant in the region, and they see economic, political, and military issues as all intertwined in terms of trying to attain their longer-term objectives.
International law normally gives countries domain only over sea waters within 12 miles, but China claims sovereignty up to 300 miles. Other Asian countries with U.S. support are now pushing back, but James Mulvenin, a China expert at the Defense Group consultancy, says China is, if anything, expanding its claims.
Beijing's statements about the Yellow Sea, as well as their sovereignty in the southern part of the China Sea, reflect a new, even more expanded view of their sovereignty. And we have been very clear, I think, to say that we reject that definition and that we are going to deliberately reassert our ability to operate freely in those areas.
If there is to be a U.S.-China military conflict in the coming years, it most likely would be a naval confrontation in the China Sea. Meanwhile, China is beginning to boost its military presence in distant corners. The Pentagon report highlighted China's role in anti-piracy operations near Somalia. Last year, the country carried out a military medical exercise in Gabon. Nothing big, just enough, says David Finkelstein, to bolster China's global military profile.
They're going to be out there showing the flag, Horn of Africa, Indian Ocean, other places. We're going to have to get used to that.
Still, China is not about to rule the world anytime soon. It still has huge internal challenges to deal with, widespread poverty and an unbalanced economy that depends way too much on other countries continuing to buy Chinese goods. But China's military and economic development over the past decade has been dramatic, and it is destined to be a dominant 21st century player. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.